I'd never believe this, but now that I'm here, man.
I know, right? This is some crazy stuff. Like, look at this place. Whoa! Look at that Viking over there. He's got a pretty sharp sword.
Hey, Mr. Viking. How's life inside the Hollow Earth? Okay, then. Never mind.
People these days, or those days, are so rude. Anyways, I'm Kim Jermaine.
And I'm Eitan Stern Robbins. We're reporting from inside our Hollow Earth.
We're youth reporters interested in crackpot theories.
We decided to debunk the idea of a Hollow Earth, so we researched it and interviewed experts. But we wanted to see for ourselves.
So we flew up to the alleged opening in the North Pole, and there it was. We came right to it. To think that people doubted the idea of a Hollow Earth, but here we are.
Many years ago, people theorized the existence of another world within the Earth, full of supernatural beings, aliens, Vikings, and other lost tribes.
Don't take our word for it.
Earlier this year, we interviewed David Standish, author of Hollow Earth, the long and curious history of imagining strange lands, fantastical creatures, advanced civilizations, and marvelous machines below the Earth's surface, to discuss the history of the Hollow Earth theory.
Early on, it took a mythological and a religious framework, and then starting in 1691, the astronomer Edmund Halley, who's remembered for his comet, proposed to a scientific society in London that the Earth was hollow. And this is the first time any ideas about a hollow Earth had taken on even a sort of scientific cast. And his idea was to try to explain the fact that the Earth's magnetic pole moved over time.
What a wonderful history this place has. Oh, look over there, a UFO.
Oh, snap, that's ridiculous, yo. It's huge.
Watch your head. You guys are probably wondering how exactly we got down here.
As we said before, we came here through an opening in the North Pole. The Hollow Earth believers theorized was the entrance.
Believers also say that this same opening is where extinct creatures, at least extinct on the surface, stumble through and freeze into solid blocks of ice. These ice blocks then travel with the current of the ocean.
Yeah, like the woolly mammoths found frozen in Siberia. They're theorized to be from here.
Just think about it for a second. Those frozen mammoths are way too preserved to be 10,000 years old.
Oh no! Shh! I think I see a dinosaur over there.
Alright, well then. I guess we need to keep it down.
Agreed. Well, Dr. Strawn's not the only scientist who doesn't believe in the Hollow Earth theory.
We interviewed Phoebe Cohen, postdoc in the Department of Earth Atmospheric and Planetary Sciences at MIT, asking her to explain why she thinks a Hollow Earth can't exist.
The most important thing about the Earth's core, which wouldn't exist if the Earth were hollow, is that it's responsible for our magnetic field. And that's not only important for navigating, it's also really important because that magnetic field creates a shield around our planet that protects our planet from the sun's particles that come out of the sun, called the solar wind. And without that magnetic field, we think the solar wind would basically strip away the gases that make up our atmosphere.
Well, I don't know about you, but it feels pretty warm down here to me.
Indeed. And I think that dinosaur's gone so we can stop all this obnoxious whispering.
Nice. Even with all the scientific evidence against it, I stand my ground. Literally. Our Hollow Earth exists.
I mean, it's all right here in front of us. And man, it's a sight to see.
I think it's time to wrap this up. That dinosaur is coming back.
All right then, we should probably get going.
This has been Kim Jermaine
and Eitan Stern Robbins reporting from inside the Hollow Earth for Terrascope Youth Radio.
Whoa, what in the, who, I just, hey Eitan, wake up.
Yeah, what's up?
Yo, we fell asleep working on a crackpot theory project. That information just did some crazy stuff to my head.
Yeah, you're right about the falling asleep part, but what are you talking about? There's nothing weird about your head.
Nah, I mean, I just had the weirdest dream. Like, we were doing a radio show inside of the Hollow Earth. It was crazy. There were Vikings, and you were all like, hey, Mr. Viking. And the spaceship was all like, whoosh. And we were running from the thingy, and there were swords, and then...
Yeah, okay, pause. I told you not to drink all that soda. It's a project. We already know that the Hollow Earth doesn't exist, so no need to fret about anything.
Yeah, you're right. But it was so weird. I'm just telling you now, I am glad there is no Hollow Earth. Anyways, shoot, let's get back to work, because I really want to finish.
Yeah, all this sleeping really put us behind. Let's finish this up.